Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, 8th of November, and right now it's partly cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius. The weather forecast for today is overcast, with the temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 29, with a heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with easterly winds at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, with winds from northeast at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour, and the chance of a rain is on 70%. Morning humidity was on 83 and will drop by noon on 71%. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 39%. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Town Hall, our Will Swim team will present and share with the community photos, stories and videos on the preparation and participation of 16 children from our Will Swim team in the National Life-Saving Competition held in Kolkata between 12 to 14 of October this year. And here is the interview with Mark, talking on behalf of the group of people from Auroville who are working for the first anniversary of the Cyclone 10 at Citadin during the end of December.
Good morning, Mark.
Hello, good morning.
I think this Saturday is going to be also a news and also an announcement and a plea to the community. Since you, who are you people who are preparing the Cyclone anniversary, Cyclone 10 anniversary?
God. What is that? We are, I hope, a lot of people willing to work on this idea that 1 year ago everything was calm, but 28th of December 2011, something happened to us, to everybody, so everybody is concerned, in fact. So we just try to put a Bushen start and to trying to work on memory, on participation, because I don't know what will happen, in fact. We try to collect everything, images, videos, and all what was about Tain. I've seen on Wikipedia a nice thing. It was really complete with all what appears in the newspapers and so on. So we have a place. Citadin offers us the space to bring all what we have collected, and let's see what will happen. We just want to. We means I spoke with Torkil, who I am working with, and one day say, yeah, let's do it. Let's make something about Tain. And because we are working with wood, I'm designer, no? So we collect all these big wood pieces from what was fallen, and so it began like that.
No, I think also last week with Nilam showed that we still all do very well remember how it is to be in a cyclone.
Because
we were waiting 3 days before.
It was a taste, yeah.
So it's like, okay, we know what to do, is the drilling, get this, get that. But anyhow, I believe that what happened to us last year, for most of us, was the first time. Although the cyclones are supposed to be a reality in this area, and they do come around once a year or something like that. Sometimes harder, sometimes not. So I'm sure that community did record many of videos, many of photos. So your idea is to just have an exhibition or to store everything?
No, to store everything. It will be perhaps some pictures that we will show, will print out and show in the space. But for the moment, the idea is to collect, no? Everything, to collect all things about Tain, and let's see what we can do with that after. And if people have some ideas, for example, artists, no, if they are working, we have seen a very nice piece done by an artist called Termites. No,
it was Termites.
It was it was collected by Ricardo and a piece of wood, and they have done a beautiful work. So this, for example, will be shown. So. Animals, everybody is invited.
Yeah, in a year, actually, you can see in communities there's some pieces, some debris left over, they're overgrown already, and they are already turning into the soil. if there's going to be exhibition, is the target to open it on 28th of December?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, evening and for 15 days, for example, but this is not yet completely...
You're flexible, you will go with the flow, what it comes.
Yeah, it's also not just an exhibition, as you said, we would like to collect, and after it will be available for everyone. This is my idea, I don't know what will happen in fact, but I started to collect images, so I think many people has done images, and I've seen also a small video. Video is very interesting because it's not just images, it's also the sound. And when you remember the sound we have this night and this morning, and I was in Dana, no, with for the 3, 4, 5, 6 next days, we went out cutting, trying to open, but it was like a total mess. And so this was also, we couldn't go outside, no? So it was like every community had to give life again. And
What are the contact numbers of where the people, whoever is interesting, should send or bring the documents to Citadin or to you?
No. We will collect. We have given in the news and note two phone numbers, mine and Torkel's one, mm-hmm. and our email addresses. And if some people could help us to collect, also just to collect around them and to bring us all the images could be nice, because I don't know how many images.
I think it's going to be thousands.
What is important for this 15 days, I think, in this space is to make an interactive space. Means people, as you said, it was an experience for everybody. So if we can just translate it in this space, like on a small paper, and something will happen. So it could be interesting to have to start a collection. But there is no finishing, in fact. It's so during the exhibition it will continue, and it's not a deadline, we don't take any more of images and this and that.
It's such a strong experience that actually can turn into a collective creative moments.
This is the idea, I think.
Inspirational thoughts, colors,
yes.
Forms.
Yes
probably.
As a designer, and I like also all things about art. Now, what I've understand is seems that the time to show something, to put it on a wall, or is I will not say finished, but we have to find a new way to show beauty, perhaps, or to make it interactive. Now we are all concerned, and in this particular target or topic.
I think it's to me, at least, it sounds very inspirational. So I'm looking forward to see that in December.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Okay. Bye. Yeah.
And the following interview is an interview with Jagran on affordable housing.
Yeah. Good morning, Jagran.
Good morning. Tell me.
I just saw it in the news and notes that it's going to be a meeting on Monday. So can you tell me something, what will happen on Monday at 10 o'clock in ARCA?
On Monday, we are going to present to the people that comes the result of the search that I've done about cost of the building of houses in a affordable way, mm-hmm. and I've gone through a long past and made a kind of a screen where you see the price of the material, of the workmanship, and everything that they are increasing, mm-hmm. and at which point they are now. And at the point that they are now, the idea is that to stay on the 11,000-12,000 rupees per square meter is a feasible possibility, and I know that there is already an architect in in our visit is working on this economical basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this meeting we try to explain what was the system we have used to arrive to this conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
We will distribute documentation about this kind of work that I've done and that we have done, because I'm not alone, but and I think that there will be also some people that will be able to deepen their interest into a practical housing project that that is available now.
Mm-hmm.
We would like also to collect opinion and ideas about what the people is thinking about the actual housing and system that that is running in Oroville, where the housing is costing 20, 30, and even 50,000 rupees per square meter. Why there is so much difference in prices of houses that are for sale in Oroville? And there is the last housing report that was a couple of days ago on the Auronet is showing incredibly different values in the, mm-hmm. in the cost of the houses.
So all of those details and the reasons why we will hear on Monday. Correct?
No. The reason of these differences, of this reason, the reason why there is this discrepancy,
mm-hmm.
and this difference in the cost of the houses that is so incredibly high, even the double, three times what is the real cost, has to be answered not by us, but by the housing service and the governing groups, mm-hmm. of all of it, naturally.
Okay.
We try to solicit the people to answer, but I know that it's a very difficult task, this, because transparency in Auroville is a long way to arrive.
True.
It will arrive anyway, because...
Let us believe in the best, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So see you on Monday morning at 10 o'clock at Arca, yeah?
Yes, yeah. 10 o'clock, we serve the biscuit and tea,
mm-hmm.
and we try to make a gathering full of positive energy.
Okay, thank you, Jagger. Yeah, bye. Ciao.
Thank you much. Bye.
Tomorrow, 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Annette invites us for the Action for Peaceful People. First short meeting for those who are interested in empowering the energies of peace in our community. You can contact Annette on unitypavilion@oroville.org in, or you can call her on 948-7866-798. This Sunday, 11:11, a 32 sports ground between 10 to 6 p.m. will be Oroville Table Tennis Ping Pong Tournament. Entrance is free, but registration is required, and you can register with Jyoti, Logu or Suresh. On Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. at Town Hall in the conference room, the Oroville Earth Institute will present its new housing project of 16 apartments, Green Kasbah Housing Project, which aims to build a high-density habitat for Aurovillians and newcomers, taking into account the Auroville Master Plan, the Galaxy concept, and existing dense vegetation. Everyone is welcome, and especially people who need houses. Auroville Women's Circle, an end and a beginning, will be exactly a year since they have started with their regular meetings on each 12th of the month, to get together and work with the feminine energy. In years that have passed by, they were doing different activities. For example, the last month they were working with women harassment in Oroville's route, and they arrived to good conclusions and some solutions that they are going to round up with a practical exercise this month. And that will be on Monday, 12th, of course, at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. And here Oroville Security wants to alert us that Diwali approaches. They request all residents and guests to be a little bit more vigilant with regards to their belongings and valuables. They expect an increase in thefts, cash mostly, break-ins and trespasses in the next few weeks. They urge people to report such incidents as soon as possible. and they're asking us to contact the security service on at the following numbers: 944-309-0107 and 944-3362-691. And as per the law regarding polluting control, citizens are not allowed to light firecrackers between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. But still, the working committee and Auroville security wishes us all happy Diwali. Okay. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we will see secret ballot written and directed by Babak Payam in Iran in 2001. At Sadhana Forest at Eco Film Club, they will screen Planet Earth Caves, which is documentary narrated by David Attenborough and was made by BBC in UK. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see, still within Chaplin series, documentary biography Life and Art of Charles Chaplin, which was made in USA in 2003 by director Richard Schickel. On Saturday, they will screen an international drama mystery thriller, The Secret in Their Eyes, made in Argentina in 2009 by director Juan Hoss. And on children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we can see adventure comedy drama Babe, made in USA in 1995. At Cine Club, also on Sunday, later on at 8 p.m., they will screen Summer with Monica, which was made in Sweden in 1953 by director Ingmar Bergman. There is nothing small in God's eyes. Let there be nothing small in thine. He bestows as much labor of divine energy on the formation of a shell as on the building of an empire. For thyself, it is greater to be a good shoemaker than a luxurious and incompetent king. Wrote Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.